escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Gwen and Chris from Islands Restaurant in Carmel Mountain Ranch. Continuing on here, Crisello. Mr. Scrabble, can we just take a second? I give him the hardest time, and he deserves it, but he also deserves a round of applause, because without Scrabe, this whole thing doesn't happen. Thank he really him. Does work his butt off. He produces the show. Honestly, this is true. Tony and I make all the money. He gets very little.
It's true.
So, you know, if you can help him out here and there.
No, no, don't say that.
You wanna, I'm going to pass the hat around.
No.
Yeah, what's your Venmo,
No.
But anyway, no, you do a great job. I think these people know it, and I want to make sure that they're...
Thank you.
That you got that.
You know what? Everybody... It has been so nice today.
Yeah,
I gotta say,
it's been a great group.
Esther, Esther's my favorite. She tells Yolanda to be quiet while we're on the radio because she wants to hear us instead of Yolanda. So that's my favorite right there.
Esther's a big fan, man. I like it. She's gonna hold our feet to the fire too. And and Esther, pretty much whatever she's says goes.
I think so
for all of us around here. The folks at Islands are bringing us. I think it's a new cheeseburger that's coming by here.
Yes.
That's available this month. And
it's a $10 big wave with cheese and fresh-cut island fries. It's for a limited time. All six Island San Diego County locations are offering this. They're also offering a $10 high-protein lunch bowl, which is available weekdays until 2 p.m., dine-in only. They have happy hour specials. We're going to be broadcasting during a happy hour special, so you could come to Islands in San Diego County, and you could featuring appetizers for the happy hour starting at $2.95, tropical drinks starting at $6.25, well drinks starting at $4.95, margarita $6.25, and draft beer $3.25.
Wow,
so,
Scrabe,
got a lot of specials.
Good.
Got a lot of specials.
You did a good job on that. Anyway, we'll tell you how great the big wave burger is when they bring it by. We'll probably stop the show for that. Can we say hello to my friend Franz back there? He's misrepresenting with a Colorado t-shirt on, but we'll give him a thumbs up anyway. He's 90 also.
Really?
Yeah. Does that guy look amazing for 90 or what? That guy right there. He's gonna beat me up for selling everybody that. Anyway, part of the crew here. We're going to play some Chris vs. the Fans. Anything we got to say before that? Got to make sure Adam knows that we're going to get it ready.
Yes.
Give him a moment.
I think, Adam, are you ready?
And he's ready. I bet, yeah.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, man.
Did that go out on the air?
No, but it went out to everybody here at Islands.
Oh, Adam Klug.
Adam with the joke.
Adam Klug made a funny.
He said, Chris, how does it how does it feel to be the same age as Franz, who you just said was 90? So that was hilarious.
What? Hey, I appreciate
it. He's coming to get you now.
I look pretty good for 90, I must say, as okay. Does Franz.
He's 92.
He's 92. See, he's even
don't short
that.
Him.
That's right.
Don't short him.
All right, we're going to do Chris versus the Fans. You want to tell everybody what they can win?
Yes, yes. Let me get
people out there and
yes.
Trivial land.
I'm all out of sorts over here.
I know.
It's always different when we do things like this, and now everybody's staring at me, which is also a different thing. So let me get our prize going in just a second. This is kind of embarrassing, to be honest. Chris, you have it on your sheet in front of you, but you did task me with this.
Mm-hmm.
People, make noise, please. All right, I finally got it.
Everybody
open.
Out there, pretend you're that lady sitting behind home plate in San Francisco.
Yeah! Yeah! That was a good one, Chris. All right.
Jeez.
If you win, you will be qualified for our grand prize, a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, plus VIP admission to IU Day Club and $175 food and beverage credit. Celebrate summer with a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas. Dive poolside at one of the five unique pool experiences in the 5.5-acre pool complex, the largest elevated pool deck on the Las Vegas Strip, and experience IU Day Club, a stunning oasis inspired by the idyllic islands of Southeast Asia, where the ultimate party concepts transform the weekend into a never-ending summer special. Summer rates available now at rwlasvegas.com. Now offering no resort fees and complimentary parking. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time
player,
let us know before you get into it and you'll get that question for free. All right, Adam, you can just let us know who's on the line.
We got people here who want to play, too.
What'd you say, Adam? Sorry.
We'll go Neil first. We're going to go Neil first, and then we'll let some people clear that want to play.
Okay.
Hey, Neil.
Happy Friday, boys. Let's beat the snot out of LA.
Yes, happy Friday to you. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Neil. All right, here we go. First question. Which college football team was recently named the preseason number one overall team?
Why do I always get college football ones?
Neil!
Ohio State?
Good guess, but it is incorrect. Chris, you know.
Hook 'em horns, Texas.
Hook 'em horns.
Although Ohio State is favored over Texas in the first game of the season,
which doesn't make a lot of sense. Which is very strange. All right, we'll take a live player.
All right, who's playing?
Matt,
you want to come up?
Come on up, Matt.
Do you want to give him a mic? Do we have an extra microphone, or he'll have to share with you?
We're just going to share. But
okay.
Matt,
let's hear it for Matt. He's going to try to win Chris versus the Fans.
All right, Matt, have you ever played this game before? Okay, so he's a first-time
player.
So you get to go right to question number two. Okay.
Yes, question
so you only
number
gotta
two.
Win, you got to get two questions right to win it all, Matt.
All right, and then I'll hand this over to you. But okay. Which Padres first baseman has the most... I should probably wait for that.
Very good, Adam.
Which Padres first baseman has the most home runs in organization history?
Which first baseman has hit the most home runs? I think everybody here should be able to help Matt, don't you?
Yeah.
Everybody can help him.
Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah, they're all saying Adrian Gonzalez.
Adrian Gonzalez is incorrect. Wait here, though, because Chris has to get this right.
They forgot Nate Colbert. I say.
Nate Colbert is correct.
It is Nate Colbert.
Sorry, Matt. Thank you for playing.
Matt, that's what you get for listening to all these ratty folks out here.
Ratty folks. All right, we'll go. If anybody else wants to play,
anybody
come
else
on up
wants
here,
one?
But we will take another phone call real quick.
Now we have another contestant here.
Right.
He's popping up here.
This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, let's hear it for
Brandon.
Brandon
always plays.
Brandon, good luck for you.
All right, Brandon.
Oh, he's a legit player?
Oh, yeah. Brandon's
okay.
A legit player.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Who hit a... Let me start this over.
Got a little excited there.
Thank you, Adam. Tuesday night, who hit the two-run home run for the Padres?
Freddie Freeman.
Tuesday night.
Correct.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he hit a two-run homer.
Didn't he do it on Monday night?
I don't care
about
the
nights. And Iglesias did it on Tuesday night. I think you're kind of wrong. It was a total scraby question.
You know what I did? I wrote these after, and it said, who hit the two-run home run last night? And I couldn't remember what day it was. So
Fermin hit his homer Monday night.
Iglesias, well, he's still right.
Tuesday night.
He's still right. He got what I was asking for.
Should we give it to
Where's
him?
Where's my brain? Yeah. Where's my brain? I don't know.
I'm an idiot.
Okay, thank you, Adam.
Man, I am stinking up the joint.
Adam's finding every one of those for you now.
Question number two. All right, this is one of those name the teammate ones. Or name the team these guys played for together. Catfish Hunter and Reggie Jackson both played for the Yankees and what other team?
The Oakland Athletics.
Oakland Athletics.
That is correct.
Yes, it is. They played on the Swingin' A's 1972
yes.
and 3. I think Reggie left for the 74 championship, but they were teammates there for two World Series and then two in New York.
All right.
So they won a lot together.
The Oklahoma A's.
Oakland A's were really good there for 3 years in the early 70s. They won three straight World Series, if you can believe that.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
All right, because it happened and I saw it.
It did, yeah.
All right. Question number three for Brandon.
All right.
Ooh, I like this one.
Okay.
Which Padres pitcher has struck out the most batters since 2020?
My goodness. 2020 Padres pitcher, the most batters. That's a good one.
Joe Musgrove.
Says Joe Musgrove.
For the title.
No, Joe. Is incorrect. Yeah, Adam spoiled my dramaticness. That's not
I
a word.
Know. That's not a word, I know. That's what I was going to guess.
You were going to guess him?
Yeah. 2020 is, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Who's been around? We never keep anybody for very long. How much time do I get, Scrape?
You're running out.
You, Darvish.
I hate that he's right.
I hate that he's right. I just pulled that out of my
hat.
Rear end.
Your hat.
Basically, yeah. I had no idea.
All right. We need a phone contestant.
Phone contestant. Keep the game going here. Oh, let's hear it for our...
Big Wave Burger's here.
Our Big Wave Burger. Let's hear it for our Big Wave Burger, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Adam?
$10.
Anywhere's good.
Oh, it's Bernice. Hello,
hey,
Bernice.
Hey, Bernice. Welcome to the show.
Hey. How are you doing?
I'm not there.
Well, where are you?
Yeah, Bernice. You normally make these things. Did we lose her?
Okay, she's still there. So we're just going to go right into question
number one. Yeah, let's go into the game before we have more problems.
I'm going to anger everyone who played already for the first question. Where are we broadcasting from today?
Come on! Island, Carmel
Mountain. There you go!
All right, Bernice has one.
Nice job.
Where are we playing today?
Broadcasting.
Yeah.
All right, question number two. Okay, here we go. Which PGA Tour golfer in Aztec for Life joined Chris for an interview a few weeks ago?
It's the other one.
She can get help. She can get help from the peanut gallery there, wherever she is.
Does anybody have an answer for Bernice? They're saying JJ Spahn.
You want to go with that, Bernice?
Okay, we'll go.
Well, you should, because
that's
it's correct.
Right. The peanut gallery came through. JJ Spahn was indeed on the show a couple weeks ago.
I think this is a legit question that Chris may not know the answer to. So here's question number three.
Number three.
Which former Padre has the franchise lead in home runs for a center fielder?
Center fielder. Hit the most home runs for the Padres.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody want to come up with a guess out here to help Bernice?
Steve Finley?
What did you say, Bernice?
I didn't hear you say.
You are correct,
what did she say?
She said Finley.
Steve Finley is correct.
Yeah! Nice job,
Bernice. For the title.
Wow, she didn't even use the peanut gallery.
Way to go, Bernice. Steve
That's
Finley
awesome.
Is right.
Nice job. All right, Bernice, hang on the line. Adam's going to help you out.
Bernice is a great fan of the show.
Oh, yeah, I love Bernice.
Very glad that she won on a day like today.
Yes.
The folks in the peanut gallery here at Islands had that as well.
I think Matt has ran out of here. He's
I think
angry
I also,
at me.
I also had that one. So good on Bernice for getting it.
Yes,
she,
absolutely.
To help her get the win there. Okay, we'll take a quick timeout, check some traffic. More Gwynn and Chris still ahead. Big Five is soon. Can I next segment at least...
Yes.
Get a little shot in at
yes.
the NCAA for
yes.
patting Michigan on the backside?
Yes.
All right, we'll do that when we come back from Islands.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, welcome back. Gwynn and Chris continuing from Islands Restaurant here in Carmel Mountain Ranch. Special shout out to my man Griffin right here.
Griffin!
He is representing Rancho Bernardo Middle School.
Awesome.
And a big fan of the show. And, you know, he's keeping the newer, he's getting the younger generation going for us, Scraby.
I love it.
You know what I mean?
When I was a kid, I honestly listened to sports radio all the time.
I did, too.
All the time.
I called into my first sports talk show, probably I was, how old are you, Griffin, 12? Yeah, he had to think about that.
You're getting old.
Well, the tougher questions are going to come a little later. But I was 12 years old also, and I dialed into, it was called Bud Ferrillo in Los Angeles.
Ferrillo.
Well, he was the guy who hosted the sports. What do you want me to tell you? That was his name. He was one of the pioneers.
Thank you. Thank you.
He was one of the pioneers of sports talk radio, and certainly in L.A., and I waited on hold. And you'll appreciate this, Scraby. There was a golfer on with him that day. The golfer's name was Ken Venturi. You may have heard that name.
He did a lot of CBS, too.
He did, and was a U.S. Open champion prior to all of that.
Yep.
And I asked Ken Venturi, why do golfers bend down and look behind the ball before they putt it?
And what did he say?
Well, along with saying that he thought I was brilliant for a 12-year-old to even notice that.
Okay.
He did.
I'm sure he did, but he was being nice.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
I don't know, this is a key core memory
for Chris right here.
Yeah, it was. No, he just said that, well, he said that's how they line up, how they, you know, with the direction they're going to hit the, you know the answer to
the
question.
I know the answer, yes.
I just didn't know the answer when I was 12 years old.
All right.
Anyway, I appreciate somebody like Griffin coming out, bringing his dad here, and all the folks. Tell us again what the prize schedule is now. We've got two big prizes to go.
Yes, we have at the end of this hour, if you're in the area, Islands, Carmel Mountain, you can come down, you could sign up. But by the end of this hour, we will give away the Xander Bogaerts bobblehead and a $25 gift card to Islands. They're both together. You have to be here to win.
And if you get the $25 gift card to Islands, if you're watching on YouTube, that means you can buy 2.5 of these.
Yes, the $10 Big Wave burger.
The $10 Big Wave cheeseburger, which they brought out, and I've been just really, really enjoying.
Chris has been going to town.
Enjoying here in the last little bit. So
That's the first
prize. Those are only $10. That's incredible.
It is
for
incredible.
A burger like this. Get fries with it, too, Scraby.
Yeah, you get this fresh-cut island fries, which I will say that I've been dipping into quite a bit.
Yes, of
quite
course.
A bit.
Of course.
The other prize we're going to give away, and this one you definitely have to be here for, it's the grand prize of the day. It's a Fernando Tatis Jr. signed baseball. It is a $25 gift card to Islands. It's also the tickets to the game. Next week against the Giants.
It's pronounced Edwin Jr.
What was... Did he just run in here and scream that and run away?
That was Fernando. He's checking in on the show.
But yeah, so that's the prize at 5:55-ish. We're going to be giving that away. So you
have to
be
here for
that. I got to
be honest with you. For all you people that are here, if you got somewhere to go, just call them and tell them you're not going to be there. You're going to have to wait to have a chance to win that. Right? Fernando Ball.
Yep.
Tickets to the game.
$25
at Islands. All right. So that's all at the end of the show.
I always find signatures amazing because nothing tells me that this is Fernando, but I've seen his signature, and this is Fernando.
It looks kind of like Greg Paul. Show it on the camera. It doesn't look a lot like Fernando Tatis Jr. I'm not saying it's not his. I'm saying that it's his scribbling.
No, it's definitely his. I've seen his autograph before, but Caleb earlier had me sign my first baseball ever. Do you know how hard it is to sign a baseball?
Not easy.
It is difficult to sign a baseball.
Yeah. Well, you get more used to it as you go along. All right. Real quick, we've talked all Padres, all baseball, all day. The NCAA football, this whole thing, you're going to hear about it if you haven't seen the stories yet. But they finally punished the University of Michigan because you may remember 2 years ago when Harbaugh was the coach, they got caught stealing,
signs and film
from other teams' practices.
Yep.
Teams that they were about to play.
Connor Stallions was the guy.
Harbaugh was sending a coach. Now, Harbaugh, of course, claimed he didn't know anything about it, which
I'm sure.
We all know is the biggest lie ever. Harbaugh sent this guy out to, like, watch Illinois practice, steal all the – and he dressed up, too, as, like, an Illinois scout or something. And then they sent him to Indiana, and then they sent him to Purdue. And he went to all these schools, and they cheated their way through the season. And they got caught, And, of course, Harbaugh didn't know anything about it, and Michigan didn't know this and that and the other. And then, of course, Michigan wins the championship 2 years ago. They finally came down with the punishment today, 2 years after the fact. Here's what the punishment should be, Scraby. We're stripping you of a national championship that you won because we found out you cheated the whole season. We are also have talked to the NFL, and even though that's probably out of our jurisdiction, Jim Harbaugh is going to be suspended for a season of football coaching because we can't suspend him from college because he's not here anymore. And the University of Michigan shouldn't go to a bowl game 5 years. Would that be about right for just flat out cheating your way to a national championship?
You're punishing the wrong people.
Well, who do you want me to? Well, you don't think Harbaugh should be one punished?
I think Harbaugh should be the one punished.
I shouldn't keep the kids that are playing now from going. But by keeping these kids, sorry kids, from going, I'm taking away all of the money and the resources that are going to get to go to the University of Michigan that they don't deserve.
But because these kids had nothing to do with what Jim Harbaugh did. So
then transfer. You can transfer.
I get that. I want
Michigan to not be eligible to play for 5 years so that every player does transfer.
Man, that is a really harsh penalty.
Well, maybe then the next team will not cheat its way through to a national championship.
You know what I was reading earlier today? Jim Harbaugh did not really care that he was cheating either.
He didn't care. He's laughing right now because that's what I would do. But what they really did do was nothing. They basically said, hey, Harbaugh, you can't coach in college for a year. He's already coaching in the NFL. That's not even a penalty. Secondly, Michigan has to pay, I don't know, $100? Some silly little fine. And they're not ineligible for any bowls, nothing like that.
Well, in the Big Five, I have a question for you about this.
So basically, what happened here is that the University of Michigan paid a $100 fine, or whatever their fine is today, and I'm making light of it, whatever their stupid fine is, they paid that much money to win a national championship. I think it was worth it for them.
Of course.
For Harbaugh and for everybody associated with the cheating University of Michigan. And I know there's a lot of Wolverine fans out there who don't like what I'm saying. But you know what? Don't cheat that. It was so obvious what they were doing. And the fact that Harbaugh's basically rubbing the NCAA's nose in it now that all of this has come down, it's a sad thing. And you don't agree with me, really?
No, I think that Jim Harbaugh should be punished for sure, but I don't think you should punish the team that is now because this happened so long ago.
2 years ago. It's not so long
how
ago.
Many, I wonder how many guys are still on the team from that team.
I know one guy who's not.
J.J. McCarthy?
The Aztec quarterback. He was on that team,
yes,
too.
Yes. What is his name?
Jaden Denegal.
Denegal.
Look, you're right. I don't want to punish the kids. But I want the university to feel something from this scandal. And the only thing I can do is keep them out of a bowl game for 3 or 4 years because that would get all the kids there to leave.
I agree
They'd
with that.
They'd all leave.
I agree.
They'd all go find a place else to play. The rules allow it now in college football.
NCAA needs Michigan in the final tournament.
They
though.
Do not. Were they in it last year?
No.
Okay. They didn't need them last year. They don't need them this year. Then they don't need him for a few more years.
Chris is fired up about this.
I'm tired of people just flat out flaunting the law and nothing happens, aren't you? You hate this stuff more than I do.
Okay, in the Big Five, which
now
is the next
segment.
Now
all of a sudden you're trying to be the voice of reason.
In the Big Five,
when did that start happening?
In the Big Five, in the next segment, there may be some more punishment for Jim Harbaugh. I'll tell you about that. I'll also tell you about how Michigan connects to the bad fantasy football guy in the Padres clubhouse. That's a little tease right there.
I'm going to eat my Big Wave burger and I'll
feel
a lot better.
Chris is like really upset about this.
I'll feel a lot better after I have another bite. More Gwen and Chris coming up from Ireland. Stick around.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
He just put a French fry in his mouth, everyone.
I know.
He just put a French fry in his mouth.
Well, it's Island's French fries. They honestly are the best. And I don't honestly just say that. If I had to fill it out under oath. Best French fries in San Diego, Island's restaurants.
Well,
and you got a protein bowl over there.
$10 protein bowl for lunch at
wow.
Island's locations. This has hummus, it has chicken, it has tzatziki,
scallions,
some red
cherry tomatoes.
Is that red cabbage?
Nah, green pepper. Red pepper.
This thing right here.
Oh, I don't know, but that's red pepper there.
Yeah, but this is really good, so.
Enjoy that,
$10 Scraby. For lunch at Island's locations.
You'll have to eat it in a half an hour because we're coming up on the Big Five. The Padres are playing the Dodgers tonight. We know that. Nestor Cortez, our guest earlier, you'll hear that in the 5 o'clock hour. And we'll also hear from Sam Levitt, who is up at Dodger Stadium getting ready for the pregame show, which follows our show from Island's Restaurant here in Carmel Mountain Ranch. It's been really gratifying, Scraby, if I may use that word, to see how many people have come out today to enjoy the afternoon with us.
It's been amazing.
Really amazing. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Thank
again
you.
For like the 100th time. But
like, honestly, people are outside the restaurant waiting.
I know.
That is crazy.
Can't even get in.
Like, I'm always blown away when so many people show up. So thank you, everyone.
Yeah, everyone's been great. We're going to give away the big prize at the end of the day, the Fernando autographed baseball, along with tickets to the ball game and $25 Islands gift certificate. Adam Klug has been holding us down back in the fort, and he is going to set us up with a little traffic. And then we'll get into today's Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
You know what one of my favorite things about live broadcasts is? When people like an intro or something, they'll say one part of it, and everybody just yelled, who the hell cares? I love it.
We owe Sean McFarland a debt of gratitude. Seth McFarland. I'm off on all the names today. Chris Connolly and Sean McFarland.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's good enough for government work, as I like to now say.
You said that times this week. Yeah. Anyway, all right. We do have some Michael King news, and we'll get into it now.
Number one.
Adam. No.
He did not start with the right number. I know it doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense how we go from 5-1. It's always made no sense, but...
That's what we do.
Trolling. I see.
Yeah,
okay.
That's okay.
All right, Michael King did speak to reporters today. Our guy Sam Levitt was there when he did, and they asked him about his injury, and he kind of explains it a little bit more.
What can you tell us about the knee situation right now?
Feels a lot better today, but probably just pushed a little bit too hard in the ramp up. Bothered me for the last couple weeks. Got an MRI yesterday, no structural damage, which is great, but a lot of inflammation. So got it trained yesterday, and it's been feeling better. But, sad to miss these next couple starts.
Yeah. Your anticipation, is there any timeline at this point of when you might be able to come back?
I'm hoping that, based on how it feels today from what it was yesterday before I got trained, I'm hoping it's the minimum amount of time it can be. I'm definitely eyeing Seattle, which I think is the first time I can come back. But obviously it depends on how it feels the next couple days.
All right, so there you go. It doesn't seem like he's going to be on the IL for next... excuse me. That was the protein bowl that I just ate in the break. He's going to be back here. Should be by Seattle, he said. Now, I asked this last night, Chris, on the Scraby Show. Because he has an option. It's a mutual option with the team for $15 million. If they both accept it, he's a Padre next year. If one doesn't want to do it, the Padres have to pay him like $3.75 million, or he can walk and go into free agency. Do you think that this year has caused Michael King to be a Padre next year?
Caused? What
yes.
do you mean?
Like, because he hasn't been able to...
Otherwise, he wouldn't have been?
I think he would have gone on the free agent... Adam is saying no way he picks up the option, but $15 million, he hasn't pitched this year. He's been injured this year.
He's still...
Proven anything to teams this year.
You want to try to answer, Adam, since he won't listen to me?
Sorry, 0.0% chance Michael King takes the option.
0.0 is right. He's not going to take that option. He's Michael King. He's the ace of a staff, whether he pitches or not. He is. In the minds of people and in the minds of what he wants to get paid. But I think he's going to be a Padre regardless of how it transpires. I think that they are planning everything around Michael King being the ace next year and signing him to a big deal.
You're comfortable with signing him to like a 7-year, $200 million deal?
Sure.
After this season?
Yeah. He's been hurt, so what?
I am very concerned about...
You are, huh?
Yeah,
you're going to let him go pitch elsewhere for a few years and just stick it to you?
If you're going
to
pay him... No. The answer is no. But I don't know that he has pitched enough this year to get the deal that he probably wanted to.
Yeah, I know. How much did they pay Fernando when he came back from all his stuff?
Well, he was already being paid.
Guys get hurt. If you stay away from every player who's ever been hurt before, you're not going to put together much of a club.
I understand.
I hate
that.
To tell you that.
I understand.
I think
that.
Michael King is a legit ace, and nothing happened on this one. His knee. Because he worked out too hard, swelled up on a little bit. That's me. I think they will bring Michael King back. Yes, for sure. I don't think there's any question. I don't think the Padres are going to go into next season and try to replace Cease and King.
I agree with that.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to replace Cease. So That means King's coming back.
I feel like there's some sort
of... Get used to it, pal.
I don't hate Michael King. I like Michael King. He just hasn't pitched this year, so how can teams be like, hey, you're our ace, you're our guy, we're going to give you all this money? We see this all the time where guys get money and they don't perform.
Let me ask you this. Maybe Michael King isn't to the level of, say, Christian McCaffrey, but he gets hurt every year. 49ers are going to keep paying him to come back and come back and come back because they know what he's capable of.
He was already under that contract.
All right, but I'm giving that as an example. They wouldn't let him walk away. He's the whole team.
I think they would let him walk away at this point.
You would let him walk away, and that's why you would never be in charge of a good team.
Adam 0.0 made me a little. It made me want to hope that he takes the option.
He's not going to.
I'm not. They could agree to some sort of deal or whatever. I'm just saying he's not going to accept a 1 year, $15 million. This is a shot to hit unrestricted free agency.
Okay, I can agree with that.
So you're basically going to. So you found a way to agree with Adam, but you'll never agree with me. This is
correct.
Why the show is what it is.
Correct. All right, we just talked about Michigan, the sign-stealing scandal, the final penalties handed down, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. But will the NFL punish him, Chris? Mike Florio reporting earlier, the NFL in the past has taken action against both a former player or college player, Terrell Pryor, and coach Jim Tressel, who had run afoul of the NCAA rules. From an October 2023 NFL.com article, they say in there, quote, and the point was made no one should escape discipline by leaving college for the pros, which is exactly what Jim Harbaugh did, end quote. Well, it was already ended before that. My question, and I'm at first, do you think the NFL needs to send out a punishment? I do. I want to see some sort of justice. I want to see some sort. You can't just go through life cheating and stealing your way and not have it catch up with you at some point. And Jim Harbaugh, even if they suspend him 3 games or something like that, it tells guys that they cannot just run whatever program they want and then bolt for the NFL. And I would like to see the NFL do a little bit of something about it. I don't know what that entails, but at least make it known you will be punished if you do something like this.
I would like to know what they put in your Mediterranean bowl.
Why?
Because you're talking like a crazy man.
Why?
You're hoping that Michael King is going to agree to no salary at all to stay with the Padres, and now you're thinking the NFL is going to suspend one of the highest profile coaches they have in the league.
Did you hear the part where they suspended Terrell Pryor and Jim Tressel?
I heard it. Nothing's going to happen to Harbaugh. He knows it. We know it. He's walking scot-free on this, and he's got his national championship, and this is just a cruddy situation. In a perfect world, the NFL would step in, but what court of law is going to allow the NFL to suspend him for something he did in college? Where how's that going to work?
I don't know. I was going to answer that, but I don't have an answer, so I'm not going to. All right, let's go to the next one.
Number three.
Before you get to the question, Max Muncy to the injured list for the Dodgers. Not only 10-day injury list, Dave Roberts said it would be longer than that.
Oh, man. I'm really going to miss him this weekend.
And
really
next weekend. We're going to miss him both weekends.
All right, without a new contract, Terry McLaurin remains sidelined from Commanders practices despite the regular season coming upon us. Offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury emphasized the urgent need for on-field time to build offensive cohesion. He said, quote, I don't know exactly how much you can get out of that, talking about the studying. I think we're kind of at that point where we need to start getting those guys when they're available out there and gelling to see where we are as an offense, end quote. So, Chris, you're up first. Who blinks first, the Commanders or Terry McLaurin?
The Commanders. The team always blinks first. The players win this every time, and they will forevermore. Nothing's going to change. Terry McLaurin will eventually get something close to what he's asking for. The Commanders will give in. The players are going to eventually give in. The agents know it. And this is why they hold out, and this is why it works. Secondly, Cliff Kingsbury is just speaking on behalf of the organization by saying it would be really nice to get him into camp because we could use him. And finally, Terry McLaurin already knows exactly what to do out there, and he's already played a year with Jaden Daniels. And the minute he signs his contract, he'll be the number one receiver for the Commanders, as if he never missed a day.
I agree with all that. I do. The only thing is that Ja'Marr Chase, I don't believe he blinked. And the Bengals didn't, and then he ended up
getting on himself.
He did bet on himself.
Yeah, he did, and he got paid handsomely for it.
Yeah, I think you're right. This is the new thing with players. And we'll see what happens with Micah Parsons, but we're going to hold out. We're going to make a big deal about it. We're going to wait and wait and wait, and then you guys are going to realize you need me, and so you're going to pay me.
And then the owner's going to claim that they don't have any money because of the salary cap situation, and then we're all going to be reminded that the Cowboys are worth $890 gadillion.
They actually are number one in the NFL. $12.8 billion, I think, is what it was.
I think they're number one in all of sports, aren't they? Or number two?
I'm not sure, but $12.8 billion is a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
They can handle it.
All right. Number two. Our number one story is going to be about the fantasy football. I'm going to pay off on that. Diamondback second baseman Ketel Marte is, one of the best players on Arizona's team, but apparently some people are getting a little bit angry. His teammates, it's being rumored. The three games Marte missed after the break may have ruffled feathers, a reporter said. Nick Okoro said. He said, he got robbed. He lost $400,000 worth of items in a home burglary that took place the night of the All-Star game. He told the team he needed time to deal with it. But then instead, he spent most of his All-Star break in in the Dominican Republic and not in Scottsdale where the theft occurred. So people are like, you had time to go figure this out. You didn't go figure this out. Now you're missing games. My question, and I'm up first, is Ketel Marte above the team? I think so, because they're telling him he's above the team right now. I'm not a fan of people doing their own thing, but Ketel Marte is their best player, maybe? Or Corbin Carroll? You think Corbin Carroll's their best player? Well, he's the top three best players on that team. They're going to treat him with they're going to give him a longer leash because he's Ketel Marte. And all these other guys are going to have to deal with it. And you know what? There's a AAA guy who's going to come up somewhere who's going to be able to play in Ketel Marte's spot. And he's going to be able to get an opportunity. So that's how that works.
It does? You think they're going to just give up on Ketel Marte because of this?
Well, he keeps asking to go home and cut him. Deal with things. So
the biggest penalty that Ketel Marte is going to have to pay for this is looking into his teammates' eyes. And if they know that he was lying and he was being less than, putting everything he had into the team, then he has to deal with that and he has to live with that. Corbin Carroll knows. Alec Thomas knows. Zach Gallen knows. They all know. So, that's the penalty, the price Ketel Marte play. In the meantime, he's going to play because he is one of the better players on the team. But, that's his own mirror that he has to look in. If all that's true.
Yeah, true.
If he really, said, hey, I'm sure he did get robbed. He didn't make that up, did he?
No.
So, this notion that he had to deal with that, maybe he felt dealing with it in his home country was the best place to deal with it. It's not a great look, but only he knows, and he'll have to live with that.
All right, let's go to the first.
Okay. Number
one. All right, so the Padres Clubhouse Fantasy Football League is no joke, and they get the jerseys of their first-round picks. The draft is live for this whole thing. But defending champ Jackson Merrill didn't hesitate when Jeff Sanders asked them, who do you not want to trade with in the league? He said, quote, dude, Jake Cronenworth offered me some bogus trade for Chris Godwin last year. I was like, heck no, Godwin's going crazy. I don't want to trade with Crony. Now, someone else said, Joe Musgrove said, Crony's always sending bull bleep trade offers over, favorable to him, but nobody else. Should there be a punishment for bad trade guy?
Well, I can't think of a good one.
Kick
him out of the league?
Yeah, I don't know. I meant to.
I like Jake Cronenworth. I think he truly believes that he's offering something
fair. I do not at all.
He's just not.
I've seen Chris get trade offers, and he's like, this is ridiculous. I'm going to talk to this guy. I'm going to tell him that he's disrespecting me.
I never get a good trade offer. So I think it's just kind of the way of fantasy sports, frankly.
Yeah, don't be a bad trade guy. Don't be bad trade guy.
Happy hour, bunch of prizes still to give away from Islands. Come on back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.